Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with Chad and Tori. Welcome to the best month of the year, my birth month. Happy July, July 1. We're super excited to start this month off with you all. We have some fun stuff in the plans,
in the works
for this month. So stay tuned for that. But until then, we're going to go ahead and jump into today's devotional.
Yes, you guys, let's do it. We're still continuing this study on waiting on God. And today's devotional, Chad and I are going to kind of do it together. So it should be fun. It's titled, "The Idols That Impede Your Faith." It says, "As we direct our focus to the Father and wait patiently for His will to open wide the way in our lives, we may discover that there are many things standing in the way of deepening our relationship with God and exercising our faith in Him. These strongholds or idols are very subtle. They steal into your life covertly, rooting themselves in your emotions and becoming more important to you than God. No one can identify an idol except the Lord, and He sees your heart clearly. Anything that competes for your total devotion to God is an idol in your life. So what is it in you? What are those things, hidden or known to you, that stand in your way of waiting patiently for the Lord's will to manifest in your life? Ask the Father to reveal them to you. He's promised He'll be faithful to show you if and where an idol exists. But be very careful that you don't rationalize away what He reveals to you. If the Lord puts His finger on something in your life, then set your mind to deal with it immediately."
Yeah, I love that last part because I feel like naturally we want to pretend we don't have idols because it's like a bad thing.
Yeah.
But the fact that we notice there are idols, if the Lord does put His finger on something in our life, that shows that the Spirit is working inside of us, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
This is all this time here on earth is a part of the purification process. We're being sanctified into Christ's image. So we rejoice in that.
Yeah.
And Tori and I are going to unpack six different common idols. And of course, these are not limited. There's so many.
Yeah.
But I know I've struggled with each and every single one of these six. And we're just going to unpack them super quick for you all.
Yeah.
So the first one is our own understanding. We often lose our focus on the Father when we don't fully understand what's happening. So what do? We repeatedly analyze our situations, scrutinizing them incessantly from every angle we can conceive. I know something I even struggle with where there's times if I don't understand something, if I'm trying to make sense, I start reaching out to a bunch of people.
Yeah.
I start to just be like, hey, does this make sense to you? How does that feel to you? You know, and I try to get other opinions.
Yeah.
And then I try to just understand something when God, he legitimately says, lean not on your own understanding. And I need to stop trying to force what God is doing to fit into my limited brain.
Yeah, that's really good. The second one is a sense of security. We don't like being out of control or trusting our future to someone we don't see. We prefer a steady stream of income, reliable sources, and predictable results. So when we're forced to wait, watch our bills pile up, or encounter threats that challenge our sense of well-being, our insecurity breeds a dangerous distrust of the Father. And I know I've definitely experienced that one, that sense of control.
Absolutely. The third one is a real one. It's goals and dreams. We become so driven to achieve our objectives and daily goals that we forget the eternal life we've been given in Christ and all the good things that the Lord has purposed us to accomplish. But I know something that I personally do is I will start to rejoice in that God is doing this instead of rejoicing that my name is written in the book of life.
Right.
When you look at this scale, imagine a scale right now. Imagine on one side of the scale are all your good works, and then the other side of the scale is eternal life with the Father.
Right.
Which one do you think weighs more?
Oh,
which one do you think has more glory? Because glory translates back to weight, weightiness.
Yeah.
And so we need to stop measuring our good works as if they're more valuable than our names being written in the book of life.
Right. It's really good, babe. The fourth one is relationships. And I feel like this one is an especially dangerous one. So certain relationships in our lives can become idols. No matter how much you attempt to focus on the Father, your attention returns to this person or group of people. Feelings of rejection, fear, lack of self-worth, or bitterness continue to arise because of your circumstances. And ultimately, they drive you away from God, not toward Him.
Yeah, we definitely need to make sure that our relationships are pointing us to God and directing us to Him versus away from Him.
So
the fifth one is the past. I think that's a super interesting form of an idol because I don't think we give it enough credit in our own hearts, but it says this: past relationships can become impediments in our relationship with God. When terrible things happen, the human response is to wonder why the Father allowed us to suffer. And when other people hurt us, we can harbor unforgiveness and resentment and bitterness. And what happens is we're letting those traumas dictate how we let other people treat us. And also we're kind of in a subtle way saying, oh, well, since the Father allowed someone to treat me like this, I then deserve it, or I'm mad at the Father because He allowed this to happen. Mm-hmm. And that can become an idol in our life.
Yeah. And the last one is hobbies. Our hobbies and preferred forms of entertainment might also be competing with our relationship with the Father. Though pastimes such as sports, shopping, television, exercise, social media, and other interests aren't necessarily wrong in themselves, if they have more of your attention than the Lord does, then they're certainly a problem.
And that's a huge red flag, for sure. But I love that. I love that we can look at our bank statements. We can look at our social media screen time versus our Bible time. Mm-hmm. We can really compare. We can take a really good inventory of what we're actually taking in our life and compare it to like what we should be taking in. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just going to read this last paragraph from the devotional, then Tori's going to pray out.
Cool.
It says this: remember, whatever you release to the Lord, you get more and better in return. I've seen it happen in my own life and can say with the utmost confidence that you can trust the Father completely with anything He asks of you. So open your hands and let your Heavenly Father have what you've been holding on to. When you place your complete faith and trust in Him, inviting Him to be number one in your life, the blessings will flow beyond comprehension, and it'll make your time of waiting on Him that much easier and more fruitful.
Yeah, that's so good. I love that. You ready to pray?
Absolutely.
All right, y'all, let's do it. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You that You are so holy and righteous and lovely and loving, God. You deserve all of our praise, all of our adoration, all of our devotion. And so, God, would You reveal to us today the things that might have taken root in our life and become idols, whether hidden or not hidden, Lord, make us aware of these things so that we can bring them unto You, God, because we want You on the throne of our hearts, God. There's no room for anyone but You. God, we want to give You all the glory and all the praise with every single part of our lives. And we can't do that if we have idols in our life, God. And we can't do anything about them if we're not aware of them, Lord. So please open our eyes, open our ears, Lord. Just make us spiritually aware in all senses, God, because we want You to be at the center of our lives. And so, Lord, we're going to open up the floor for our listeners to pray. And Chad and I are going to be praying in agreement with them. So cover me in the blood and heal my open wounds. I'm desperate for Your limitless love. So cover me in the blood and heal my open wounds. I'm desperate. So abounding, love so pure, love so abounding, we will endure. Amen, God. Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. Thanks for tuning in. We love you. We'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Adios.